Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Zurian Show. I have to apologize to everyone, including, of course, Miss Chelsea McKnight. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we had something that's never happened to us before, and that's called technical difficulty. Today, we're supposed to be talking with Miss McKnight about Milton's buttons. And Miss McKnight has been patiently trying to wait for us to get our act together. So with that saying forward, Miss McKnight, how are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. I'm just so appreciative that you guys have allowed me to come on your show and speak about my book. No worries at all. No worries.
Well, either way, to everybody that's listening, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to do Miss McKnight's show twice. We are going to do it today, and if she agrees, we are going to do it at the next time that she wants to do it, which will preferably be tomorrow, if at all possible. But we're going to go ahead and hit the ground running and move forward, because Miss McKnight has a phenomenal story to tell and to tell us about Milton's Button and how she came up with the name of the book and her passion for what she does. And again, the lady is phenomenal. And again, I truly apologize for the inconvenience. Sorry for the technical difficulty on our side. So,
No problem. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Tell us about the greatness that is you.
You're too much. But thank you. I've written Milton's Buttons because I had to do a senior project in college. And at the time, I was working with a person who has autism and wanted to kind of, my degree was in human studies and early childhood education. So I wanted to deal with psychology and some of the issues that I've seen going through my experience going through school. Mm-hmm. And so I thought of Milton's Buttons, and I came up with the name when I was discussing it with my father, who wrote a book as well. And he just gave me the title, and I kind of went off of it. And from my experience with my in-home therapy that I was doing at the time in college, I was working with people with autism in their homes. I worked mm-hmm. with a young man, and he was very interested with a specific thing, Power Rangers, and he was a teenager. So I was trying to get him to expand his ideas, mm-hmm. see what else he could do. Like, you know, you could become like a costume designer or make plays, that kind of thing. And I basically just thought about, like, the book being something like a boy getting his mind wrapped around something and getting, like, focused on an idea, but a friend coming in and helping him to see what else he could create.
Mm-hmm.
So,
very cool.
That's pretty much how Milton's Buttons came about. It was like a project, and I think about the ideas of all the time to increase social inclusion in schools, and the mm-hmm. book really touches on social inclusion and differences and finding, you know, similarities amongst differences. So, yeah.
Outstanding. And I know that the book is also a great learning tool for a lot of us that don't have, learning disabilities and things like that, to become more accepting and to also get a better understanding of the world of someone who has to deal with that. So that's a very powerful thing that you're doing. Could you tell us a little bit more about, you know, I had the pleasure to speak with your, not only your father, but with your grandmother, very, very powerful mentors that you've had in your life.
Yes, and so they're amazing.
The fact that you were inspired as a project to turn it into a book speaks volumes about yourself. So could you tell us a little bit more about the book and the journey and what you want people to get out of Milton's Buttons?
Yeah, I want people to think about how they treat other people, basically. People that may seem different to them or, you know, that are socially isolated. I want mm-hmm. them to go ahead and reach a hand, extend their hand to someone and bring them in and learn more about them before judging. And especially when it comes to people with disabilities, like, it's important to learn about what a disability is and be understanding and be someone that they can depend on or lean on, because I just feel like, well, I know that social inclusion is such a huge part of a child's development. So
It's also got to be very huge for parents, because I know that everybody wants their child to be perfect, and even though the child has a disability, that doesn't mean that they're not perfect, you know, as they say, in the eyes of the Lord. So that's a beautiful thing, because you're also giving a lot of parents that don't quite know how to deal with it, you're giving them an outlet too. So that's truly huge.
Well,
would you agree?
You.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I do agree. Thanks. I agree. I think there's so much amazing things that everyone has to contribute. And each person has their own special niche to contribute to an idea or a topic or some activity or anything that they're trying, you know, anything that's trying to be accomplished. Everyone has a niche. And if we all work together, each person can contribute what they have to offer, and a huge, beautiful project can be created because of that.
Okay, and I know that you had quite a bit of experience with the Boys and Girls Club. Say it again,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lot of experience with the Boys and Girls
Club. That's what Milton's Buttons is pretty much all about, yeah.
Outstanding. So all of this was in search of your BA in Human Studies and Early Childhood Education, huh?
It was, yeah. Came from that. I graduated from there in 2011. At St. Mary's College, and I had an experience at Boys and Girls Club while I was working there. I've seen young children, I've seen bullying, I've seen unsurety about themselves and uncertainty about themselves, and while they're trying to develop as children, and it just really hurt me to see such young people going through that kind of self-consciousness, and how much it meant to have a friend at that age. I was working with young, you know, elementary schoolers, so I've witnessed the bullying and had to counsel these children, and I knew that if they had a friend or somebody that believed in them, then their whole outlook on life would have changed. And so I tried to instill that within them and teach them the importance of accepting and not judging and being kind to one another. So it's a very big...
That's a very, very moving thing. Yeah,
I think it's important to have, like, these sorts of programs within every school, because you know, it kind of gives you the counseling to go, like, to counsel any issues, like, people, you get those extra hands on situations that are happening with these young people. So while they're interacting with one another, you get a, like, an adult or a just someone else spouse's opinion on how to handle situations. It was just the best experience I've had. Being
wow.
able to help these children.
Very cool. Your book is available on Amazon and other venues. Who else carries your book besides Amazon?
CreateSpace as well. You'd have to make your own account to get a book from them, but they also carry Milton's Buttons. I always go
okay.
straight for Amazon because it's the easiest, but
mm-hmm.
I recommend CreateSpace as well.
Okay. Well, very cool. I would have thought that a book like that would have been picked up by Barnes & Nobles and some of the other carriers, but they'll catch up eventually.
I'm getting
Tell
there.
Everybody, huh?
I'm getting there.
I hear you. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you if they want to communicate with you for maybe speaking or if they want to get copies of your book or other ways that you've got for people to get in contact with you, please.
Oh, thank you. My email address is CT, C as in cat, T as in Tom, McKnight, McKnight, 22 at gmail.com. Or you can reach out to me on Facebook. I have a Milton's Buttons page that you can like, and I am me, myself, and my father are in charge of that, and we would love to he can set something up with you, and I would be glad to as well.
Okay, and you also have a website, don't you, that you're on?
It's in the process right now.
Okay. I thought I saw your book on a website not too long ago. I believe it was Yes.
Motivision. Yeah. Okay. You can also go to motivision.com. .net. I'm sorry. .net. It's motivation with vision instead of vision.
Right. So it's motivation with it's Moda with a I and then vision, correct?
Mhm. Yes,
and that's
Motivision, M-O-T-I-V-I-S-I-O-N, .net.
Yeah, I remember it was spelled a little differently. And if anybody wants
yeah.
to get your book on Amazon, they would go to amazon.com/Milton, /button.
Yes. No slash in between the button, just Milton's Buttons. Milton's with an S and Buttons with an S at the end.
Okay, so they just put in the name of the book.
Mm-hmm, yeah, just search Milton's Buttons. You could probably search it on Google and it would come up.
Okay, all right, very cool. Well, again, young lady, it's very powerful that you put a book together. Do you know how many people are going to write a book and never write a book? And here it is, you've already got one out. That is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And the fact
that you've been working with kids in the Boys and Club, Girls Club, you know, you've got hands-on experience. You're not only talking the talk, you are walking the walk.
Oh, thank you. I'm planning to continue to write and get some agents on my hand and, you know, do it big because I just have so much to say about my passion in life and my passion is to help others and to inspire people to be good to one another and lend a helping hand. So,
very cool.
Yeah. You can also check out tinyurl.com/Milton's Buttons. That's another website. And I just really quick, if you're about to end, I'd just like to thank my parents and my grandmother. They've really helped me with the legacy, like building a legacy. My grandmother has grown as a single mother. She's been a single mother, and she had a lot of struggles as a single mother, and she was able to achieve getting her doctorate, and she's been an educator. My father is also an educator and got his master's. And, I mean, they're kind of passing the torch to me. My dad wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
if you can calm the waters, learn to ride the waves, and I hope that you all check that out as well. It's another motivating and inspiring book. And my mom is also a Baha'i, and she raised me as a Baha'i, and I believe, like, in unity and peace, and that's what, you know, they've both taught me and has gotten me to this place to write the book and everything, so.
Strong
really
foundation.
Yeah, very strong, very strong. A lot of love for them, so.
Outstanding, outstanding. And who said we're ending in a couple of seconds?
Oh,
who
I
said
wasn't
that?
Sure. Sorry, I thought.
No, it's, I can't
apologize.
Cut you off. I owe you
up.
Time.
Nope.
No. I truly appreciate the fact that you came on the show, the fact that you wrote the book, the fact that you're actually involved. You know, a lot of youth, and don't get me wrong, I know you're not 10 years old, but a lot of people aren't doing they're not doing positive things or making a positive influence on anybody, including themselves. So the fact that you're doing all of the things that you're doing, and to also hear that you had such a strong background, like you said, your grandmother is a doctor, and I believe she retired from Hofstra University, correct?
Oh,
that's
yes,
the last place
she
was?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like yes. I said, I had the privilege to talk to her for a very short time, but I look forward to meeting the whole family. What else would you like to share with us before we close on Milton's Button and your passion and all of those different things? What message would you like to send out there to everybody that's listening now or those that listen later in the archive?
I just, you know, everyone has something to offer to the table, and it's wrong for someone to put them down and say, you know, oh, they don't belong. There's always something that someone can offer. It's important to live in a mind of unity and find similarities amongst our differences. It's just important to include people, and I mean, that's what my book is all about. It's important, especially for children, to learn be kind to each other, because that is really where insecurity and discomfort can develop. So I just really want to emphasize and working together and being kind to one another.
Very, very cool. You said that you're working on another book. I know that your father is working on a second book now that he's got the help of your very learned grandmother working with him on that.
Yes.
What's the name of the book that you're working on now?
Well,
or the
can't
second
give that
book?
In quite yet.
Oh, you can't give it out?
Yeah.
What's the subject matter?
I can't give it out right now because I'm still working on it. How I work with books is I start writing, and then sometimes I make the title. This book I was able to write from the title of, well, my father gave me the name of the boy that I was going to write about, but I wrote about buttons. I don't know where that came from, but it made sense to name it Milton's Buttons after that. So right now I'm writing, and what I'm writing about is another children's story that deals with being kind to one another and looking past differences. But there's going to be a twist in the story, so I'm still working. I don't have anything to share on the title or what to expect in the future as yet. But do look for my name, Chelsea McKnight, mm-hmm. and expect, you know, a great message for your children.
I hear you. So you're just planning on being a great author moving forward, huh?
Yes.
So there
Absolutely.
Are many books in Chelsea McKnight is what you're telling me.
Exactly.
And children's books are going to be where you shine the most?
That and I'm planning to work with people with disabilities. That's what I do right now. Mm-hmm. I work at a private school for people with autism. It's called the Ivy Mount School.
Mm-hmm.
And I would recommend it for anyone who's in Maryland who has a child with a disability. And
okay.
So my book in the future will gravitate towards the disabilities area and
okay.
social inclusion and accepting differences.
So right now you're working as applied, I believe it's an applied behavioral analyst and therapist and instructor. Is that
yes.
what you're doing now?
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm a one-to-one instructor, and I basically help students carry out young adults. I'm working with the young adult population right now. I also work with young children outside of school, but outside of work, working in the school. But in the school, I work with young adults, and I work with them one-on-one and help them carry out daily tasks and different skills. I help them acquire the skills that they need to carry out other skills so that they can be more independent.
Wow, that's very, very cool. You know, the fact that you're, again, working with all of these people, especially with autism and them needing that attention, you know, that's a very crucial thing. So diagnosing children with autism, working with them as an instructor, being a therapist and analyst for them, that's a huge responsibility, young lady.
I think everyone has it inside of them to work, you know, with someone that is different from them. It takes patience and kindness, and I think everyone has that. You just really have to tap into it and be thoughtful and understanding about, you know, everyone's differences.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it sounds like you've got the patience. And again, I want to thank you for coming on the Zurian Show and for sharing all the information that you shared with us. And one more time, could you tell everybody your contact information so they can get in touch with you if they want to learn more?
Oh, thank you. Sure. CT, my email address, you can directly get in contact with me at ctmcknight, McKnight, 22, the number 22, at gmail.com. You can go to Milton's Buttons on Facebook and like the page and send me a message. You can go to tinyurl.com/Milton's Buttons and get in contact with me or get the book there. Or you can just add me on Facebook. My name is Chelsea McKnight, and I'd be glad to get in touch with anyone who is about the cause.
Outstanding. Again, I truly appreciate you coming on the show, and I look forward to getting to know you better, work with you again, and I'll touch base with you on when we can do the show again, even though we still were able to squeeze all the time in there. It's an awesome message. It needs to get out to more people. And again, I commend you. Ladies and gentlemen, Milton's Button is a book that you need to get. You can get it on Amazon. Again, go on to Amazon and type in Milton's Button. The author is Miss Chelsea McKnight, a super awesome young lady that you are just seeing the beginning of. She plans to be, how you say, the next chicken soup for the soul, so to speak, which is kind of funny. And it's only kind of funny because I should be talking, hopefully, with him in the next month or so.
We'll
see how that works. Yeah, so you'll be the next 100 million seller, 100,000 books sold. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Again, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for sharing your greatness, your passion, and your love for what you do with all of the listeners today, including me. And again, just it's really huge. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you so much. And
all right,
I really appreciate you having me on your show today. And I mean, I'm not the best speaker right now. I get really nervous. So
why are you telling me stories? That's not right. Why are you telling stories? Listen to you.
Ew.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, she's trying to pull my leg. We got, what, 39,000 listeners, and you're trying to pull the leg of 39,000 people. That ain't right.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not joking.
Huh?
Well,
we don't have enough people for you, Chelsea?
I'm getting very nervous sometimes. So, I mean, this is my first time really doing a radio broadcast type of thing.
And I'm so difficult. I know.
I'm more of a writer. So, no, you're not difficult at all. Thank you. You've been great. But obviously I'm a writer, so what I like to say I put down on paper. So, but
yes, ma'am.
I appreciate this opportunity.
No problem, no problem. Again, thank you again for coming on, and you have a wonderful rest of the week. And again, I wish you much success with this book, the books you won't name, and those to come.
I'll follow up with you about those.
Promises, promises. No, thank you again.
I promise.
Take care. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Farewell. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, that was Ms. Chelsea McKnight, and Chelsea McKnight is the writer and author and creator of Milton's Buttons, which, again, is available on Amazon. Ladies and gentlemen, even if you don't need the book, I'm sure that there's somebody that you know that is dealing with a child with autism and somebody that you know that you can give the information to that would help them. And I think that just from listening to this young lady that it will be a book that will be instrumental to them, and they will thank you for it. So with that said, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show saying thank you very much. Take care, and as always, we wish you much success. Farewell.